FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
If you're going to be driving around Durban this weekend, please keep in mind the partial closure of the N2. Roads agency SANRAL says it's going to be closing a number of key routes from this evening to prepare for the demolition of the second half of the old King Cetshwayo Bridge on the M13. Now, here's a quick reminder about those affected routes. From 6 p.m. tonight, both sides of the N2 between Spaghetti Junction and Umgeni Road will be closed. We also won't be able to use the M13 east and westbound between 45th Cutting and Essex Terrace. That's near Westwood Mall. Those closures will remain in place until 4 o'clock on Monday morning. SANRAL has advised businesses that rely on truck deliveries to consider delaying their trips over this period. It's also asked that public transport operators be mindful of the closures and to reroute via the M4, M7 or M19 to avoid congestion. Now, police are investigating the murder of a man in Mtubatuba. Provincial SAP spokesperson Tenji Swangobo says Manlenkosi Ndzuza's body was found by his son near St. Lucia Dam. She says it appears he was attacked in the Undoyane neighborhood.
Police in Mtubatuba are investigating a case of murder following the recovery of a body of a 63-year-old man in a forest at Ndoyana area with multiple wounds.
Kokta Minister Vilenkosini Sabisa has called on the business community in KZN to actively engage in strengthening local governance. His department's currently reviewing the 1998 White Paper on Local Government. He says reliable municipal services and accountability for poor performance are some of the key focus areas in this reform process. Sabisa was speaking during a roundtable discussion with business leaders and other stakeholders in Umhlanga yesterday.
The local government system cannot be effective without a thriving local economy. And the local economy cannot thrive without reliable services, efficient regulation and accountable municipal institutions. It must offer a space to explore what new policy directions must underpin a renewed framework for local government that is agile, coherent and fit for purpose for the next coming generation.
And tributes are pouring in for legendary football and boxing commentator Phumlani Msibi, who has died at the age of 57. The Durban-born broadcaster passed away yesterday after a short illness. SuperSport says Msibi joined the channel in the 1990s and helped make boxing more accessible to a broader audience through his bilingual coverage in isiZulu and English. He later transitioned to anchoring and analysing football matches and quickly became a household name. SuperSport has described Msibi as a beloved family man who was an outstanding professional and well-respected by his peers. On the weather front tomorrow, clear skies across our province. Durban-Maritzburg and Ladysmith reaching a high of 21 degrees. Richards Bay 23, Ulundi 24, Moira Van Newcastle 19, Cockstead 17, Margate 20, 18 for the Berg. Sunrise is at 9 minutes to 7. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.